You are listening to Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
You're listening to Carousel Radio.
Broadcasting a creative voice of people with a learning disability.
Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio!
Hello everyone and welcome to Carousel Radio October edition. My name is Joel.
I'm Fran. Greetings!
And I'm Peggy.
And in this show, we have You, Me, and the Sea, stories and poetry readings related to and inspired by the ocean. We'll be asking a guest what they would do if they were Prime Minister in When I'm Prime Minister. We'll be hearing more radio diaries in Sounds Like My Life, where neurodiverse people talk about the challenges and triumphs of their daily lives. And we've got music from the Black Ballers from Brighton. Everyone, welcome to the show.
Carousel Radio.
You are listening to Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
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 This episode is called Where's My Chairs?
The sea, the beach and coastline hold a special place in the human imagination. We wandered down to Brighton seafront to hear what was going on.
I would like to point out before I start that the poem is something related to the sea. When I lived in California, I still remember the beach. I was during the time of hippies. There were lots of hippies by the sea. Prose and free verse by Johnny Schachter.
Saudade.
Saudade is a Portuguese word. It means a longing or a pining for the past. Although I am always nostalgic, I do not believe in magic. I miss growing up in Edmonton, Alberta with mom and dad and often feel homesick. We lived in Los Altos in California, which is near San Francisco. I remember the beach and by the sea in 1970. In regards to Los Altos, I miss my old school, even though I may have played the fool. I remember a girl called Cindy Yates. I even still have her old address and phone number, and I felt like a total mess. Finally, Jacqueline Smith from Charlie's Angels was my dreamboat when I was about 16 years old. The end.
We will return to the sea in the next episode.
Thanks to Johnny Schachter for the story.
Sea Facts!
As you may notice, the Sea King himself, Jason, isn't here. But I blew on a conch horn. He came to me, said I could have just used WhatsApp. But he did give me a sea fact. So, according to Jason, mantis shrimp have the best eyes in the entire animal kingdom. They can see pretty much every color in existence. For those who don't know, when I say every color, beyond red and blue, you'll go into things like infrared, ultraviolet, all the way into like microwaves and radio waves. Yes, microwaves is then the thing you cook with. Then he continues, they can also punch so hard and fast they boil the water around them. If they miss the fish they aim for, the heat they generate shocks and knocks out the fish. He finishes by saying, they are basically the sea version of the superhero One Punch Man.
What's One Punch Man?
I assure you, everything you need to know is in his name. The mantis shrimp. So yeah, thank you, Sea King, for granting us this. He noted that they actually can break the glass of aquariums. If they're in one, thankfully they have no reason to punch you or the glass, so they don't. But if they wanted to, they could. Which is terrifying.
You are listening to Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio. Next up, we ask writer Debbie Caulfield for her thoughts on how she might improve the country in When I'm Prime Minister.
If I was Prime Minister, by Debbie Caulfield.
1.
I would make every country democratic with individual freedom. This is the reason why the UK is so crowded, densely populated, because the UK is one of the only countries that accepts individual freedom and democracy. If all countries in the world accepted individual freedom and democracy, the UK would not be so crowded, because there are countries in the world where individual freedom and democracy don't get a look in.
Number 2.
I would decrease the amount of sugar put in foods, processed foods, and stop the sugar industry making money out of this type of business, i.e. halve the amount of sugar used. This would help decrease type 2 diabetes, obesity, hyperactivity in children as well as adults, and other health problems.
Number 3.
I would stop making the world robotic and give people jobs where services are more one-to-one personal contact and not just machines.
Number 4.
The world to me appears to be becoming focused on making money at people's expense and not enough focus on the well-being. I would make more focus on the well-being and less focus on making money at people's expense.
Number 5.
I would bring back the old train stations and trains, but are eco-friendly and cut down on car use and busy roads. Cars and busy roads have added to the breakdown of community life and have made it harder for walkers to get access to the country on foot. As a lot of people work from home and do online shopping, why do they need cars? The only vehicles that need to be on the roads are buses, taxis, ambulances, fire brigades, police, small special transport for the blind, physically disabled, and other people with special needs, trade and business vans, and small lorries for transporting goods, not general cars or luxury cars.
Number 6.
I would cut down on noise pollution, such as loud music played in public spaces, because it prevents verbal communication. Public spaces need to be quieter, with gentler sounds, so people can hear each other. There are people with sensory issues, and loud music can cause hearing loss.
Number 7.
I would make footpaths for walkers on the downs, hills themselves, and in the country, and not beside the roads. I would stop footpaths being made of cement, as cement is not good for your feet. Instead, I would make all footpaths grass, as grass is better for your feet.
You have just heard from Debbie Caulfield in a candidate broadcast for the future Prime Minister of the United Kingdom.
Well, what I wanted to say about noise pollution is that we, as people, we tend to underestimate the impact sound has on our hearing health over time. And one thing I think about is concerts, because I love live music and I go to live music all the time. And I try to, 97% of the concerts I've been to, I try to wear hearing protection, so I wear earplugs. It just prevents ringing in your ears and it helps protect your hearing just so that, yeah, you can go to more concerts. Yeah, you can have your fun and have your earplugs too.
So, yeah, banning the use of cars, so personal cars, but public transport would be allowed. And of course, this really means more pedestrians, more cyclists, perhaps more moped users.
More buses.
Definitely buses. So this is an interesting one. There is merit to this idea. So the last one here was, lower the amount of sugar. The thing is, sugar is in everything, and I've made him a big fan. I literally have a soft drink in the studio now, and I had an energy drink on the way here.
I quite love a Danish pastry.
Diet Coke, Coke.
Diet Coke and Coke, jeez. One of those doesn't have sugar in it.
No, isn't it Coke Zero that doesn't have...
Both of the Diet Coke and Coke Zero, neither of them do. The difference is Coke Zero is marketed to men. Ooh, Diet Coke is marketed to women. That's the difference.
Well, what do people think about Mezzomix?
What?
Mezzomix,
it's a German drink which is essentially a combination of Coca-Cola and Fanta. I think it just tastes good as well because of the name Mezzo. It has two Zs, like... One Zed is good, but two Zed.
You can tell how good something is by the amount of Zeds.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's so many words. I mean, my favorite word with Zeds is probably razzmatazz.
Razzmatazz.
Extravaganza as well. Extravaganza. Wow.
Razzle dazzle. I know that's technically two. Now hyphenated. Razzle dazzle.
You are listening to Carousel Radio.
This is
news.
So, me, Joel, and of course Paggy are on a little thing you may have heard of called Carousel TV. Season 3 is starting up on Saturday, the 28th of October, on our YouTube channel, which is called Carousel Art UK. It'll be put on at around 6 p.m. on Saturday, the 28th of October, but of course it is YouTube. You can watch it anytime in the foreseeable future from then.
Watch it on demand, and boy, is it going to be in demand. This season will have many documentaries about the amazing artists here at Carousel, including Charlie Hatton, who will be riding on a Roadmaster bus, Peggy, ooh, it's me.
That's her.
Peggy talks to Daniel Wakeford about Eurovision, and we go visit Chad, our old friend, in Clacton.
You will also see some comedy. Paggy doing
Solo. Yes, that's me. I'll be doing a sketch that's an extract from my solo show, Stimmy Can Show. The sketch is called Brady Brain. It's a conversation I have with my own brain, and it's funny, and fans show...
You don't say so yourself?
Yes, and fans show the show, so how would you describe it in 3 words?
I loved it so much.
Yes.
That's 5 words, but we'll take it.
5 words, because 3 weren't enough.
The first episode will include Sarah Spoilers, a surprise piece called What's in Your Charity Shop Bag? We go visit a brilliant charity shop in Shoreham and meet Charlie and Clive.
So please tune in on Saturday, the 28th of October, on our YouTube channel, which is Carousel Art UK.
Carousel Art UK.
Starting at 6 p.m.
Carousel Art UK is one word. Now it's time to hear from some real people in the real world in Sounds Like My Life. We ask people across the world to share the challenges and triumphs of their daily lives. In this episode, we'll be hearing from Sam and Johnny. First up, here's Sam, talking about playing a gig in London.
I messaged a music venue on social media after they posted about wanting performers for their gigs, including solo performers. I was chasing them up for details of the gig for quite a while, and I even wondered if the gig was confirmed. They told me it was, and eventually, when I did get the full details, I found out I was put on really early at 7 p.m. When I was getting ready to leave for the gig, I was worried about being late. I really hate being late. I find it embarrassing. I think it makes me look unprofessional. I'm worried it could mess up future opportunities for me. I was there on time, so that was good. When I got there, I felt sad I couldn't approach the other performers and talk to them. Didn't want them to feel alienated. Apart from 2 people who had come down to the gig to watch my performance, it looked like the audience was mostly going to be made up of the other performers. All the other performers and the 2 people who come to watch me all watched, and I was glad that it was a big enough audience for the small room I was performing in. I was glad that the gig was running late and I had gone on stage late, so a few more audience members arrived a bit later on in my set. The audience were quiet and were watching, which I was glad about, rather than having loads of people talk over me as I've had at several gigs and open mic performances before. I often find it hard to tell how I'm going down with an audience, and I also wondered if my talking between songs didn't come across very well. I was worried I didn't come across very well prepared. A friend who watched my performance said the talking came across well and it came across like I'd planned it, so that was good. Even though I hadn't really planned what I was saying, I was glad it came across well. Other performers said that my set was really good. A friend who had come down to watch me said he felt old at the gig. He's actually a little bit younger than me. He said he felt old because everyone else seemed to be in their early 20s. That reminded me how it seemed that going out with someone a lot younger than me, such as someone in their early 20s, could be a good idea. I felt depressed and I felt angry as well that I couldn't talk to anyone after my friend had left and it was just me by myself. 2 performers did talk to me towards the end of the gig and it was good to hang out with them for a bit. I saw all the other performers at the night and they were all good. I was glad I did manage to, in the end, give out some cards with my details on, such as my website. So that was good. I was worried I wasn't going to manage to do that, but I'm glad I did.
Thank you, Sam. Now let's head down south to hear from Johnny, born in Canada, but a long-term resident of Brighton.
Hi, my name is Johnny Shackton, and I live in Tickford. Tickford is a home. In totality, there are 4 residents and many staff. I cannot keep track. I've lived here since 1993. I like living here. Everyone likes me, and everyone helps me out when I'm in need. My recent inquiries, as I did a course in Portuguese Beginners 1, and I've been to university a few years ago to do a degree in sociology and English. I've always been interested in history, which explains why I like learning foreign languages. My French and Spanish are adequate, but I do not speak it fluently, and this year I'll be studying German Level 1 and Spanish Level 3. Also, I like music. A guy approached me from Grayser, Vince, who plays the trumpet, and he's a professional musician, and he said, Johnny, you will be very good at the trombone because you have the right build for it. So my mother bought me a trombone. I have been playing the trombone for about roughly 6 or 7 years now. As a pastime, I have a teacher who teaches me songs and scales. And I can play songs by the Kinks, and I can play the riff from Iron Man by Black Sabbath. I can play the song Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, and a whole variety of things. It would be a great long list, so I'd rather stop there. But it usually evolves around modern jazz. I love my music.
That was Johnny in Brighton. Now let's return to Sam with his experience at an AEW wrestling event.
I was always into wrestling since I was a little kid. It was really exciting to find out that AEW were going to do a show in London. It was a nightmare worrying about if we were going to get a ticket in time. Being able to do things on the internet instead of over the phone seemed to make things a bit less stressful. We thought we would be queuing forever to get in, but luckily the queuing was actually really quick. It was annoying and disorientating to find out they started the show before they said they would. They said it was going to start at 5, but then there were already wrestlers in the ring talking, setting up matches, talking to the audience, etc. before 5. I was really surprised and disappointed to find out how far back we were. I thought the tickets that we got meant that we would have a good view, but you could barely make out what was going on in the ring. There were screens where you could watch the show closer, but it was like, why would you pay so much money for a ticket to just watch it on a screen? I felt trapped in the seats where we couldn't really move about much, and my back was hurting, and there was someone really loud near us who was just screaming, like cheering for the goodies, booing the baddies really loudly. I've been looking forward to the show for a really long time, but then I just wanted to go home. I ended up realizing that maybe going and having a beer would help. I got a beer, and then things felt calmer. I didn't sit down for quite a while. I stood up and watched the show for quite a while. I felt calmer, and even the really loud person, I could appreciate she was just enjoying the show and having fun. While I was sitting down, I did some exercises to help my back feel a lot better. I learned them on a course about Ikigai, a Japanese practice to help improve happiness and life. A few matches into the show was the AEW Tag Team Titles match, the Young Bucks against FTR. I had expected this to be a great match, but just watching how good it was, how good the story was, it made me get into the show and start enjoying it. And I started enjoying the atmosphere of being there together with everyone at the show. At some points during going to the show, being at the show and going home afterwards, I felt kind of sad and alone. I saw so many people there with groups of friends and I couldn't be there with friends. I also saw some couples there. I have been a lot happier because I've been dating someone remotely. She doesn't live in the same country as me, so it's not perfect, but it is nice to have most of the things you can have in an in-person relationship. But it's sad when I see other people get to see their partners in person, and it would also be really nice to have a girlfriend who was really into wrestling and who was there at the show with me.
A big thank you to Sam and Johnny for their radio diaries. Thank you, you two.
Carousel Radio.
The Rock House is making its return to the Green Door store in Brighton. Yay!
Woo!
And we've got an incredible lineup waiting for you. Prepare yourself for an unforgettable evening featuring the self-help group Theophilus, AJE, F. Rich and the Black Bullers. The Rock House takes place on Monday 16th, 4th October 2023 from 7 till 9:30 at the Green Door store. Get your tickets! £4.50, carers, personal assistance goes free.
This is the Black Bullers playing Sneasel the Weasel.
Of your business, Sneasel the Weasel with the big knees. Sneasel's a seashell for the seashore.
The upstate New York Sneasel, he's a farmer boy's pet. The upstate New York Sneasel, he's a farmer boy's pet. Sneasel broke out of his shed. Fell down and bent his head. Sneasel stole some chicken eggs, took them home into his bed.
The upstate New York Sneasel is a farmer boy's pet. The upstate New York Sneasel is a farmer boy's pet.
Sweet marshmallow cheeseburgers, destructible machine, the cool Jackson with the back rhythm. He took some sweets home for his tea.
The upstate New York Sneasel, he's the farmer boy's pet. The upstate New York Sneasel, he's the farmer boy's pet. The upstate New York Sneasel, he's
was Sneasel the Weasel, the Black Forest from the LP So Far So Good.
You can find a band on streaming services and support their music by buying the album from Bandcamp on Carousel's record label Fairground Records. Visit fairground.bandcamp.com.
Reminder that the Black Ballers will be playing as part of the Rock House at Brighton's Green Door store on Monday the 16th of October.
That's the end of the show.
Thank you for listening to Carousel Radio.
Thanks to Debbie Caulfield.
Thanks to Johnny Sector.
Thank you to Sam Castle Ward.
Thank you to the Black Bolos.
Thanks to the Carousel House Band for the theme tunes.
Thank you, Fran.
Thank you, Joel.
Thank you, Claire.
Thank you, Joel.
Thank you, Paggy.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Ghost of Jason.
Thank you. Thank
you. We'll be back in November.
There will be fireworks.
This podcast is brought to you by Carousel, helping people with learning disabilities to reach their potential in the arts.